Would you tell your parents, hey, I was hanging out with Ricky Nelson today?
I wouldn't tell them anything. No. I wouldn't tell them anything.
But he's...
Because I was out with strangers. They didn't know these people.
But he's on TV.
Doesn't matter. They still didn't know these people. I remember as a little kid, and I drew a picture of Elvis Presley, and I had it on my dresser. And I said, would you let me marry Elvis Presley? My father said, no. So I knew right then and there, never ask him anything. Never tell him anything. Because we went to Elvis's house on Bellagio Road.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
He had a house in L.A.?
Yep.
I didn't know this.
Yep.
Where's Bellagio Road?
Bel Air.
Okay.
He had a house there for a long time.
And so when you say you would go there, you'd go to the gates?
No, we'd go inside with his cousins who were...
Red would let you in the Elvis's house?
Yeah, yeah. I used to hang out with them at the recording studio.
Hello and welcome to Here in LA, Studio City Edition. Today we talk with Lynn Crandall. Lynn is a native Angelina who went to Hollywood High back when cruising on Hollywood Boulevard and going to malt shops was all the rage. For decades, she has owned and operated, and still does, a fantastic photo and framing business right there on Ventura Boulevard you may have heard about from that Tom Petty song. Lynn has survived several L.A. earthquakes, raised incredible children, and may have even smooched a famous teen idol. We will talk about Studio City, old school Hollywood, and how life has changed in L.A. over the years. So please welcome Lynn Crandall. Hey, everybody. I am here with Lynn Crandall. Hey! We're here in beautiful Studio City on Ventura Boulevard, the most famous boulevard in all of the valley. And we are here in the Decor Art Galleries and Hollywood Historic Photos. We're at 12149 Ventura Boulevard. What's the cross street?
Laurel Canyon.
Laurel Canyon, beautiful Laurel Canyon in Studio City. Lynn, how long have you had this business here?
This is my 30th year. Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
So I was a poetry major that smoked a lot of weed. So let me do the math. 1994?
Exactly. Right after the earthquake. After the earthquake. The earthquake left a lot of unoccupied buildings, commercial buildings. And so I was able to find one that somebody moved out here in Studio City because... At that time, nobody moved out.
This building right here?
This building right here.
Had some damage.
It was just empty.
People were kind of
freaked out. But around it, there was damage. Yeah.
Where were you on that earthquake night?
We were home. My kids had just come back from college, and they were at home with me.
What part of L.A. were you in?
We were in Valley Village, just north of here.
So not that far from Northridge.
No. Not that far. But we didn't feel it that much.
You lucked out.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting?
Because it came down Reseda Boulevard and just, you know, made at Ventura Boulevard, it split.
Yeah.
So we weren't in a pocket of it.
Isn't it interesting that people as far away as Santa Monica had damage, but here you were in the Val.
Yeah. Well, a portable television did fall off the thing that it was on. That was it. But I'll tell you, days later, damage starts to appear mm-hmm. in buildings. Mm-hmm. The building we were living in, a townhouse, started cracking. So, and also that day, I remember very well because I was working for a framing factory, learning the framing business in Tarzana. So I drove out there to see what it was like because that was very close to Northridge. Mm-hmm. And they had water, a pipe had broke, and broken glass all over.
Was this the biggest earthquake that you had been in?
Yeah. We'd been in two others living here in 1970, 71, mm-hmm. which was a rolling quake, wasn't a shaking weight. And then in the, I think it was in the 60s, mm-hmm. there was one also. But you know what wakes you up? The temperature goes up. You get hot.
Oh. I don't remember that. I was in Atwater Village.
Yeah.
And I remember my roommates freaking out. And I just kind of opened one eye and I was like, is anything on fire?
No, I got hot. And this happens before earthquakes. The temperature goes up.
Oh.
And my daughter and her boyfriend were on a third level, and all of a sudden I hear, they're coming down the steps. And my son was on the same level as me. And we all gathered in his room that looked out to the street. And there were power lines, you know, breaking and whatever. And it was so quick. It was like 30 seconds.
Yeah. But there's aftershocks for days, though.
For days. For days, yeah.
Which,
and you know what the biggest thing, though, was? Getting water.
Yes.
Yeah, bottled water. There were, when I was driving to Tarzana, there were lines at every donut store, every market, every whatever, looking for bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had no water. Just for the day.
Right.
We had no cell. Mm-hmm. 94. We had no cell coverage.
Mm-hmm.
No phones, whatever. But just mainly for the day, for maybe 8 hours.
Yeah. So you chose Studio... Why did you choose Studio City for this?
Well, I had had another business back in the 80s. I had a tanning salon on Moore Park Street. And I always wanted to be on Ventura Boulevard.
Because this is the spot.
This is it. This is your dream. This is your goal.
Yeah.
Come to Ventura Boulevard.
What did you like to do on Ventura Boulevard before you opened up this
place?
Well,
I shopped here.
For what?
Everything. There was everything here. Children's clothes, toys, restaurants, everything you could want was here. Antiques. There were so many antique shops here, too. People would come from all over to go to the antique shops.
What was your favorite restaurants?
There was a French restaurant here, but it was a couple that owned it who were from Tahiti. But they were French. Mm-hmm. And they had that for a long time. They also had one in Toluca Lake, La Parisienne or something like that.
Yeah.
And that was a favorite of ours here. Also, the Italian restaurant that used to be where Trader Joe's is now, that was a favorite. And you know, we just always ate here.
Yeah.
You know, if we didn't eat here, we ate at the Smokehouse.
This shop has...
original photograph.
It's deceptive, showroom.
Okay.
Because you probably only have about 50 photos up here. But in your computer, how many do you have?
60,000.
60,000. So you have access to 60,000 photos that you can print on demand, frame, ship, and a lot of times...
Or pick up.
Or pick up. That's smart. And I got to say, even though there's only a limited amount here, there are so many that I've never seen before. And I used to work at the Academy of Motion Pictures where my job was to dig through our million photos and try to find a couple every day that I could either write a story about or give a little history about. And you have... photos I've never seen before that are just blowing my mind. And this is just a tiny fraction.
I have catalogs over there. Some people were looking through them over there. We haven't put them away. And I have thousands in those books, plus the website, plus my database. Mm-hmm. So when somebody says to me, I'd like to see some pictures of da-da.
Yeah.
Paramount, Max Sennett, Charlie Chaplin, Marlon Brando. Whatever, I pull up my database and I show them more of what we've got. And then we make 8 sizes and they're priced by the size.
What's the biggest size do you make?
4 feet by 5 feet.
4 feet? Is this
Yeah, about like that. Yes, that's the Wolfman in Swedish. That's a poster. Yeah, it's the Swedish version. It came out in 1941 here and then in 1943 it was shown in Sweden. So it's Varulven.
So before we started rolling, Lynn, I was totally impressed by how much you know about Hollywood, and also the geography of this beautiful city. Were you always into movies and TV and production?
Yes. When I was 12 years old, there was a theater on La Brea called the Toho La Brea, and I could go watch Akira Kurosawa movies. Japanese movies.
You were into this stuff?
Subtitled.
Right away.
When I was 12 years old, yeah.
12 years old, you loved reading the subtitles of...
Absolutely.
Do you remember, Throne of Blood kind of stuff?
Yep.
Really?
Yep, Seven Samurai.
At 12 years old?
Yeah.
Were your parents into this kind of stuff?
No.
You just saw a poster and you were like, I'm in.
You know, I'm an artist. Mm. And in school, I had an art teacher that would encourage me to expand my interests. And she'd give me tests on English actors, Japanese actors, French actors, all these people, and who they are and what their films were. So I've always, always had a fascination. Even today, I love Korean dramas.
Really?
I have a special streaming just for that, you know. And I have, I love all, unique art films, basically. Mm-hmm. And there were theaters that showed them here, too, other than that.
Yeah. Were there any in the Valley? Because I remember the New Art in Santa Monica used to show those.
Yeah, the New Art and the Las Feliz. Mm-hmm. And Lemley would show them in mm-hmm. the Valley here, in mm-hmm. Encino.
Right.
You could go to the Lemley and they'd have foreign films. And then on television, Bravo, when it first came out, showed foreign films
mm-hmm.
and great films.
What high school did you go to?
Hollywood.
Did you go to college?
I went to Chouinard Art Institute, which was an art school in LA that's part of CalArts now.
Oh.
CalArts is the Disney university. In Valencia, where all the animators go.
Was your specialty in art school photographs?
No.
What was it?
Painting.
Are you a good painter?
Yeah. I don't do it because it taxes my brain, and I need my brain for other things now. So I don't paint much.
Painting taxes your brain?
Yes. Yes. Huh. It's all about concentration on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still, when I have a few minutes, I may draw something or whatever.
Yeah.
But I've focused my creativity onto what I do here, and making things look like art, turning history into art.
Well, you definitely have done this. And this is, so even though we're a podcast, I feel like one of the advantages that we have is I love the web because of people like you. We can talk all day about these images.
Right.
But you got to see them.
Yeah.
And so I have a companion website that goes with every single blog or every single podcast that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one thing to say that you have dozens of Hollywood Land mm-hmm. signs.
Mm-hmm.
But to see some of these sometimes for the first time is unbelievable.
Well, when the sign first went up, it says Hollywood Land, and the owner of the LA Times, Harry Chandler, is the one that paid $21,000 to put that sign up because he was part of the real estate development in Beechwood Canyon, and he believed in advertising, and he wanted a sign you could see to the beach. Now, remember, in 23, there were no tall buildings or tall trees, so you could see this 50-foot sign to the beach.
And no smog.
Yes.
Because we didn't have cars.
Yes. Yes, that came later. So from 1923 to 1949, it read Hollywood Land. Then all of the homes were sold. They were built and sold. So they were going to tear down the sign. And the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce said, no, we'd like it. You take the land off of it. So it's no longer an advertising sign for Hollywood Land Realty.
That's why they took it down?
Yes. Yeah, Hollywood Land Realty and Development is still there. Their tract office is still there.
It is still there.
Yeah.
I never knew why they took the land part out.
Yeah, because it would have been advertising for Hollywood Land Real Estate and Development.
And yet nobody would know today.
Well, today, no. But, people who knew back then, who lived there, knew. Now, if you ask people who live there, they'll tell you they live in Hollywood Land.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Hollywood itself is large.
Yes.
So this identifies.
They identify with it, but they took the land off. They auctioned off some of it. Some of it just threw away because it wasn't meant to be permanent. Like the new sign went up in 1978.
Was it not called Beechwood Canyon back then?
Yeah, it was Beechwood. So, well, no, it was Hollywood Land Realty and Development.
Yeah.
Then it was called Beechwood later.
So after the land was taken away.
It became Beechwood.
I see.
Yeah. And then they had a similar kind of situation with the Hollywood Chamber. They were supposed to keep restoring it, and they failed miserably. Mm-hmm. By 1978, it was falling apart.
Yeah.
So Hugh Hefner, who loved the sign,
yep,
had a fundraiser at the Playboy Mansion, and he raised enough money to build a new sign. So the new sign went up in 1978, and it's 45 feet tall. This one was 50 feet tall, the old one.
Oh.
Yeah. To save money, it went up. But that one's there to be put up forever, that 78. They licensed it. So every time it's used commercially, they get paid.
They do?
And that money has gone to maintaining that sign.
So in
the don't sell pictures after 1978 of the Hollywood sign.
Because you'd have to...
I'd have to pay a royalty, yeah. So everything I have is pre-1978.
So behind you is a poster of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes.
I sell
reproduction movie posters.
The most recent Tarantino movie.
Right, right.
So he had to pay Hollywood for that image.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
How interesting.
Yeah, anytime it's used commercially, they get a royalty, and they have used it very wisely in a lot of very important ways.
Your memory is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did you never smoke pot?
No, I didn't. I didn't like it. I tried it and didn't like it. And I don't drink anymore, and I don't smoke.
Why do you think your memory is so sharp? Because of those things? You didn't have any vices?
No, I really haven't thought about it being that way. I think it's because I use it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I watch Jeopardy every single night.
And you do pretty good?
For the last 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And I do pretty good.
So
not good enough to go on there, but good enough to say I remember those. And
so,
yeah.
This is why I ask. So there's this picture of Bruce Springsteen on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah. It was when that album came out.
That album? Born to Run.
Born to Run.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
The album.
The album.
I'm just kidding.
Yes.
I'm just
kidding. But the story I always know. And each picture, when I get them, I label them with the description of what it is. And, you know, I'm looking at them all the time, you know. And I have it at my hand. But I do have a good memory. I know customers who I haven't seen in 25 years come in, and I know who they are, and I keep a file on them.
Well, since we talk about Bruce over here, you've got a nice little collection of rock and roll
pictures. Yeah, and
I
have thousands more.
So I see David Bowie with Mick Ronson. I see Elton John.
With Freddie Mercury.
Oh, is that Freddie over there?
Yep.
You've got the Beatles, Women in That Pool. Where was that pool?
It was in Florida at the Fontainebleau on their way to New York for the Ed Sullivan Show. Their first trip to America.
Were you a Beatles fan?
Yes, I still am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still like the Beatles.
Who's your favorite?
Paul.
Of course.
Because he's the cutest. He was the cutest.
We've got a Nirvana picture I've never
yes,
seen before.
Kurt Cobain is still popular today with my clients. And there's another Kurt Cobain on the floor with Jimi Hendrix.
Yes,
yeah.
I noticed that because
I'm
Gen X, so he's our Paul McCartney.
And that's the Beatles on the rooftop of Abbey Road when they signed their breakup contract, and they went upstairs and had their last concert together. All the time are trying to sell me pictures of their collection. I don't need them.
Okay, so in this great memory of yours, if somebody pitches you something, you would automatically know.
Mm-hmm.
How many photos did you say you had?
Well, right now we've got 60,000 digitized, but there's still another 50,000 that we're still digitizing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does digitizing cost a lot of money?
No, you're just scanning
it's just time.
It's just a scan, yeah.
Do you scan here? Do you go somewhere else?
No, someplace else, yeah.
Interesting.
I have a printer who does all that. And they scan at high resolution.
Right. So that you can blow it up.
And then if we need to, if they're old and they're scratched or dirty, mm-hmm. we go into Photoshop and clean them up a little bit before we print them.
Are you good at Photoshop?
No, but I have other people.
You're good at Photoshop?
Yeah. I always have at least one or two people in the gallery who's good at Photoshop. So if we see something and it says, oops, that's like a scratch or somebody wrote something with it on there, then yeah. we can remove it. So it'll look pristine when we print it.
This Madonna picture interests yeah. me because one of my earlier guests shot Madonna back in the day. During that era. Actually, probably before that era, because that looks like the first album.
Look at the tag like a virgin. See what year it is. 84. It was 84, that picture.
Yeah. If a photographer, if an original photographer mm-hmm. was having a hard time selling their work, should they run to you?
No, because I don't want recent pictures. I want old pictures.
That's your niche.
Yeah, that's my niche, is that people remember it from their youth.
So Nirvana in 94 is probably the yeah. cutoff?
Yep.
Nothing from most the 2000s era?
Mostly it's 60s, 70s, 80s. Yeah.
60s, 70s, 80s is what yeah. you want.
Yeah.
Although you've got some Marilyn from the 50s.
Well, that's different for the music's different than the actors and the actresses.
I see.
That's different.
So for music,
so the categories will vary depending on what it is. For the rock and roll, see, I also have old jazz from the 30s.
Wow.
Miles Davis and Charlie Parker and all. I've got jazz from that era.
Wow.
But for the rockers, that's the era. But yeah. then I have jazz and I have.
Isn't it interesting that it's true?
Yeah.
I mean, no disrespect to 2000 artists, but who's the biggest star of this century? Taylor Swift, maybe. But maybe because...
Nobody's going to ask for a Taylor Swift.
Isn't that interesting?
You can get it anywhere.
You
can. You can get it anywhere.
It's overly diluted, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And as much as... Well, I guess because Nirvana didn't last very long, there aren't a lot of photos.
No, there aren't because of his death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because Taylor has been photographed by 100,000 people yeah. every concert.
Yeah, you can have a Taylor Swift picture anywhere.
Yeah.
You know? I did have somebody ask me for Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
For their daughter.
Yes.
And I found a couple of Harry Styles.
Well, speaking of Beechwood, have you heard the problem with the Beechwood Cafe?
What are they doing with it?
He ate there.
Oh.
And then wrote a
song.
One line.
About it.
And now
it's the locals around the block.
Can't
yeah.
go there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's totally packed.
At the Beechwood Cafe.
Yeah, but that'll fade out. That's
I don't know.
I'm sure it's tourists, not the people who live
it
there.
It is tourists.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a little demand for Harry Styles.
Yeah, but there's always somebody, there's a demand for it at a certain point. You know, when one of them dies, when David Bowie died,
right.
we sold a lot of David Bowie.
Yeah.
When Prince died, we sold a lot of Prince.
You had some good Prince photos?
Yeah, yeah. I have a couple of good ones because one of my clients was one of their managers. So,
in music, what would you say is like your top three sellers of music photos?
The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and... Bruce Springsteen.
The Boss? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it this? Because there was, I think, 5 or 6 photos taken.
And David Bowie, too. David Bowie. Those are the top favorites.
Yeah, Bowie. Well, Bowie's
yeah.
unbelievable.
Yeah. And then I have a lot of other, you know, great performers.
Yeah.
But they don't sell as well.
Isn't it interesting that the Beatles and Stones are still...
Oh, yeah.
Still doing it.
Yep. People remember from their, either I get somebody in here in their 40s.
Yeah.
You know, they were teenagers.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they love it. And they still love them. Who was it the other day that loved the Beatles? Oh, yeah. A client of ours. Yeah, a restaurant owner who's a client. His sister still loves the Beatles. And we would just gift wrapped it for him to give to her yesterday or today? It was yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday, yeah.
So, that's the other thing that kind of blew me away. I just assumed that restaurants went through like a wholesaler or...
No, they like come to me.
That's so smart though.
Yeah.
Because your quality is top notch.
Yeah.
You're going to frame
hotels,
it beautifully.
Restaurants, office buildings. Yeah. It's giving them something different to look at
mm-hmm.
other than just... A landscape or something like that, something that has a story to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we put engraved plaques on those that are in public areas so they know where it is, when it was, and what year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so music, the classics, Stones and the Beatles.
Yeah.
For movie stars, who yes. are your top three?
Our top are, of course, James Dean, Marilyn Monroe, Marlon Brando, and Audrey Hepburn.
The classics there, too.
Yeah.
People aren't sick of these,
no.
like iconic
There's
names.
A whole new generations coming up behind them that love them.
Hmm.
Young girls love Audrey Hepburn.
Why
she's
not?
So cute, yeah.
Yeah.
And young actors, because about 80% of our clientele are in the industry.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So if you're an aspiring musician.
Yes.
And you want your right. hero.
And they get inspired by being surrounded by.
Right.
And actors love Marlon Brando
yeah.
and James Dean. Those are their two favorite inspirations. So they have pictures around them of it.
So is the gallery still around?
I don't know.
Remember them?
Yeah, I do.
So I would imagine that
they had posters.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, they had
so
posters.
These are all prints?
These are all photographs.
Oh, right.
They're all photographs.
So when I order this Hollywood Land.
Yes.
It's
made from the original negative that we scan, but we digitally print it. Instead of
on
in
real
a lab,
photographic
on
paper.
On real photo paper, yeah. Well, on digital photo paper.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So this is going to last longer.
Oh, yeah.
And if
the
I...
inks have been tried and tested. I've got a down at one of the realty offices down the street. He was one of my first customers 22 years ago. And they're still on the wall. And they haven't faded or anything.
I love that.
Yeah.
So when I lose it into the divorce, she's able to get more money off of it.
Yeah.
Than if I got it at Z Gallery.
Well, what the thing is, yes, because those are posters. But when they lose them in the divorce, the husband comes in here and rebuys what he wants.
You've seen this.
Yeah. He wants the black and white. She wanted the floral. So she took this. I get it all the time. Well, she took all the art, and this is what I want.
I won't ask you to name names, but because we are on Ventura Boulevard in the Valley.
Yes.
There's celebrities all around yeah. here.
I have a very large celebrity following, and I won't name names, but they're great people.
They are great.
They are great.
Because that's what I was going to ask.
The bigger they are, the nicer they are.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that nice to hear?
Yes.
Maybe it's because of what you do here.
Yeah.
Because I don't hear that everywhere I go.
We treat them... like people,
mm-hmm.
not like big stars.
And in a way,
and a lot of times they don't even come in. They just send their assistants.
Yeah.
And they drop off what they want. And I've framed for them for so long that they know what me to do. Or
so you can do custom framing too.
I am a custom framer, first and foremost.
Uh-huh.
I'm a custom framing designer. And we have a factory offsite where we make everything
mm-hmm.
from scratch. Mm-hmm. Everything's custom made. I have very good prices. That's another reason I'm still here.
Really?
Yeah. I can outprice anybody in town.
How are you able to do that?
Volume.
Mm-hmm.
That's the office buildings and the places where we're doing multiple things. That's what keeps us going.
Well, maybe I'll take a couple more of your business cards because I see a lot of blank walls out there.
Yeah.
And I don't like blank walls.
Yeah.
I think a wall is a place to put something.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And so when I don't see something there, I'm like, I mean, I've got a pretty good imagination, but I'd rather see this crazy blue elephant over here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, a lot of our collection is requests for something I don't have.
Uh-huh.
Beastie Boys was one of them.
Really?
So I did an archive search and I found a couple of Beastie Boys that I could use.
So when people go to your website, can you spell out your website?
Yes, it's HollywoodHistoricPhotos.com.
Okay.
HollywoodHistoric Photos.
Okay, so when we go there.
Yeah.
And there's 60,000 photos up there.
No, there's only 6,000. There's only 6,000.
There's only 6,000 on the website.
Yeah, the rest of them are in my database.
So if we don't see what we want there, but yes. we know we want something.
Yes. They contact me, and uh-huh. I will find it for them.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's either in our 60,000.
Yeah.
Other 55,000. I have it and it's just not on the website. Or if I don't have it, I can search the archive for it because we haven't digitized everything yet.
Right. And so if you have it somewhere,
yeah,
no problemo.
No problem.
That is fantastic.
And like I said, I make 8 sizes.
Yeah.
So
well, I want the big one.
Oh, okay.
I only want the big one.
Okay.
I mean, if the wife is... Good luck, honey, trying to get that to your new bachelorette pad.
Oh, no, we deliver.
No, don't do that. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Studio City.
Yes.
You have been in this building for 30
years.
That's very hard to do. You could probably name more businesses that aren't here anymore.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
From 94.
Oh, nothing is here.
Big places.
Nothing from 94 except me.
We just mentioned Tower Records.
The only thing, even CVS wasn't CVS.
Right.
It was Save-On.
Right.
Studio City Theater was 1991, I think, they closed. Mm-hmm. So the bookstore wasn't even a theater. And no, it was still a theater. It was still a theater.
You're not a religious person.
No.
I am. I would say that God has blessed you to go into this field.
Yes.
Because it survived.
And I love it.
You could have been doing, you could have a couple of years ago just gone all in on NFTs and be bankrupt right now, right? But it seems like every move you made was logical and the times kind of went with you. We're always going to want beautiful images on our walls.
I love being surrounded by this. And you know, sometimes I take them home, put them on my wall.
Really?
And then after a while, I'll bring them back and they'll sell because I've loved them at home.
People can vibe off of that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's a good thing that has changed in Studio City in the last 30 years?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Well, not in the last 30 years. No, a lot of, okay. I can tell you that the first trauma was when all the banks went out. Mm-hmm. We had no banks, one or two. Then there was the, let's see, what was the next one? All the small businesses closed. Mm-hmm. 2008 to 2010 was like
so the recession. Horrible. The recession hurt the valley. Big
yeah.
deal.
Elections hurt the valley.
What kind of elections?
Presidential elections.
The president.
Every 4 years.
Yeah.
We have a presidential year.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't just November. It's the whole year that sucks because people are worried. And they don't spend money or buy things when they're worried. So now I'm just saying on Ventura Boulevard.
Right.
I don't know about the rest of the country.
This is the only street that matters.
But here, we just had an actors and writers strike.
That's true.
Actually, COVID didn't hurt us as badly as that strike did.
Huh.
Yeah.
You remained open the whole time.
The strike, yeah.
None of the COVID.
No, we were closed for 6 weeks.
That's all.
Yeah, that's all we had to be closed for.
But because you were online, did you do some online business during that
time? I did. Mm-hmm. I did do some, yeah. And my factory was open for framing because manufacturers could be open.
That's good.
So we did do some, not a whole lot, but,
yeah.
You know, we did some to where people were, we were all commiserating, you know.
You know, before I forget, do you have any Tom Petty on
yes.
Ventura Boulevard pictures?
Yeah. Oh, not on Ventura Boulevard, but I have them with Bob Dylan.
Oh, with the Wilburys and stuff.
No, just him and...
Just
and
hanging.
Just those two. I also have the Wilburys. But I have... I'll show you when we're done. I'll show you the Tom Petty.
I am so impressed with your knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
So impressed.
And I can tell you, you could ask me anybody and I'll tell you if I have it. And I'll know if I don't
but,
have
but
it.
But the fact that you even know the Traveling Wilburys blows me away.
Oh, yeah.
You like that music?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I like all that stuff.
And... The reason I ask is because Tom not only wrote about this street, but mm-hmm. he lived in the Valley and loved the Valley.
A lot of them lived in the Valley. Frank Zappa, our kids went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
Right up the hill. Moon and my son went to school together, and they come in for framing. Also, I have...
Did you enjoy going to the Sherman Oaks Galleria?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sad how it's turned
You know,
into?
I worked for, I went, after I left, sold my tanning salon, I wanted to open a gallery. So I went to learn the business. And I spent 2 years in the Sherman Oaks Galleria with a company called Circle Fine Art. And they sold fine art and animation. So I learned all about that. Then I left and I went to Tarzana to work at a framing factory. And I learned all about framing. So for 2 years.
Well, one of my favorite movies is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
Which was based a little bit around
the Galleria.
Sherman Oaks Galleria. Yeah. You were here during that period of time.
Yeah.
Did they capture the vibe of that mall culture back then?
I think so. It was kind of like Valley Girl stuff. You know, I think Moon was in that movie, Valley Girl, as a matter of fact.
Well, she was definitely on the song.
Yeah, that's right.
So the Valley Girl movie with Nicolas Cage was also kind of interesting because it showed L.A. kind of separated by these mountains here. That on the Hollywood side, you were a little edgier, more punk rock.
Right.
And on this side, a little cutesier, a little preppier.
Well, it was a more protected environment on this side than it was on the Hollywood side.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood was very transient.
Mm-hmm.
People came and went. The Valley, they came to stay. Matter of fact, a lot of people would move to the Valley.
Right.
For once they had a family.
Yeah.
You know, even going back to the 60s, it started.
Well, I remember the Jackson 5 when they moved out of Indiana.
Yeah, they were in Encino.
That's right. Probably
they have a compound in Encino.
Never left.
No. And Michael had a home in Toluca Lake as well.
Oh, he did? I know
Yeah,
that.
He did too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So one question I ask people in the Valley, you might have the answer for. If you were to make a postcard using one landmark of the Valley, what would the landmark be?
One landmark.
See, and this is what happens. It's not a trick
there's
question.
There's so many landmarks.
Oh, there you go.
But there's also landmarks that aren't here anymore.
Like?
The Galleria.
Right.
What's the Galleria now is nothing like the Galleria then.
They took the roof off.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say it's ever-changing.
Yeah.
I'd say palm trees were significant along Ventura Boulevard here because they were babies when they were put in. And now they're, you know. But also Beverly Drive has the palm trees, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there
but
really
isn't that interesting
there isn't
about the
really
valley?
A land. Ah, the smokehouse.
That's a good one.
The smokehouse is a landmark. That's been there like 70 years, okay. Right across from Warner Brothers.
But some people don't consider Burbank to be the Valley. How do you, where
oh, it
do you
is,
stand?
It's the East Valley.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
It is the Valley.
Would you consider Glendale to be the Valley?
No.
So the cutoff is Burbank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of the East Valley.
Right.
Yeah.
So what would you call Glendale? That's not the San Gabriel.
No,
it's its own thing, right?
No, it's a city thing. It's L.A.
Yeah.
Even though it's not L.A.
Right.
It's still
L.A. County.
L.A. County. Right. L.A. County.
Yeah.
Right. Of course, we're L.A. County, too.
Let's talk about the smokehouse real quick.
Yeah.
Even though it's not Studio City, because I love the smokehouse because I feel like in L.A., there's not a lot of almost vintage type of places.
Right.
It feels weird to call that vintage.
Well, it is vintage, though, because it's like 70 years old.
Right.
And, you know, that's not the first location.
Oh, it's not?
It was on Riverside Drive.
Uh-huh.
In 47, I think. I've got the picture of it. And then it moved to across from Warner Brothers.
What was the movie Licorice Pizza? Did you watch Licorice Pizza?
No, I tried to.
You couldn't make it through. You don't drink, though.
No. I can't afford the calories. That's the only reason. I mean, if I'm out with somebody and we're having, you know, a cocktail or a glass of wine, I'll have a glass. But, you know, I don't, like I said, I don't want to waste the calories on it.
What would you rather waste the calories on?
Some sort of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I bring it up is there's an excellent scene at the smokehouse in Licorice Pizza. You got to get through a lot of the movie to get there.
Right. Fast forward it.
But once you do... Sean Penn and Tom Waits. Oh, do you have any Tom Waits in your catalog?
I do.
Ho, ho, ho. It's a spectacular scene with one of the Haim sisters, who are also from the Valley.
Hey, how you pronounce our last name is Haim. Two syllables. There you go.
Let's stick with Studio City.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place to eat in Studio City?
The Green Apple.
I've never heard of the Green
Apple.
It's
a Chinese restaurant. And whenever I get together with my kids and their significant others, we go to the Green Apple. We all like Chinese food.
Is it on Ventura?
Yep. It's just down about 2 blocks.
I hear that Studio City...
It's right downstairs from California Pizza Kitchen.
Okay. I heard that Studio City has more sushi restaurants per square feet.
It's the sushi capital of the world in the beginning. It started that way in the 70s here.
Are you a fan of sushi?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite spot you like to go to?
You know, there's so many sushi restaurants, but yeah. What's the most recent? We like Shiki, but we didn't like it last time. And there's always Terra Sushi, which has been there like 50 years also. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's
there's
probably
Sushi
it.
Dan, I think.
No,
there's so many of them.
There's so many of them. Yeah. You know, it's we just tried for Mother's Day this sushi place right across from Green Apple. It was a ramen place, and it had really good sushi. It's called Barosco or something. Barosco, mm-hmm. I think it was.
Mm-hmm. What's the, is this even Studio City? I might be thinking about Sherman Oaks. Casa Vega.
Yeah, Casa Vega is on the borderline at Sherman Oaks.
Okay.
Yeah, all the pictures in the lobby I did for them.
Did you really?
They gave me old photos of their family in their old restaurant, and I scanned them, enlarged them, and prettified them so that they wouldn't look so old but really clean, and framed them, and they're in their lobby.
How interesting. So you cleaned them up.
Yeah.
Sometimes people intentionally make them dirty.
No, not if it's family photos. They want them to look pretty. So this was Christy Vega.
Yeah.
She runs it for her dad. They've gone through the tough times, too, and they're still there. But, yeah, they're a landmark, Casa Vega.
Is one of the reasons you were able to stay here, are you on rent control here?
No.
Is there?
Oh, no.
So they've raised the rent on you.
Oh, yeah.
And you've still been able to survive.
Yeah.
You must be a very good businesswoman.
Well, you know, I live simply.
Mm.
I really do.
That's the key.
Every time the rent goes up, I go to a cheaper place.
Really? You've moved around?
Yep.
Interesting, because this is so important to you.
This is so important to me. This is home. And this is what I love, and I will sacrifice whatever I can to stay here.
What is it that you love so much about this?
The people. The fun of creating, mostly the people.
Mm-hmm. Your customers.
Just great. They're great.
What percentage of your clients are return?
I would say probably 60, 70%.
A good chunk.
Yeah.
So
a return all the time. But you know, I'll say that, and then somebody who hasn't been in for 15 years will come in. I have that all the time, and I keep a file on everybody.
Yeah.
So I know what they did 20 years ago, and I can pull it out.
Really?
And show it to them, this is what we did. It happens all the time.
Wow.
So recently I've noticed a lot of people who haven't been in for a long time have come back.
So I noticed you have a bunch of frames here.
Yeah.
Colored ones, bronze-looking ones, black ones, modern ones.
Everything you can think of.
Are you as competitive on your frames as anywhere in the Valley?
I'm probably more competitive than anybody. My customers tell me I have the best prices.
So
I don't go around checking other people's prices.
Right.
I just do what I do, and they tell me, do you know what I got quoted at so-and-so? So because I do volume work with restaurants, hotels, office buildings, whatever, I try to pass that savings on to my customers.
God bless you.
Yeah.
So if somebody has even a poster that they've had forever that they want to preserve.
Right.
Something
that's what they do. They bring it into me.
They should come here.
Yes.
We said the cross street was Coldwater.
No, it's Laurel Canyon.
I'm sorry, Laurel Canyon.
Yeah, Laurel Canyon, just west of Laurel Canyon, about, what, maybe six or seven doors.
Mm-hmm. And it's a small space from the front.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people can park in the back.
Yes.
Is that a CVS behind us?
The CVS is next to us.
Oh, who's behind us?
Oh, that's the chiropractor.
But
my landlady owns that building, so it does block us from the parking lot. But there's a big driveway with a sign that they come down to our back door.
Yeah.
Or there's a walkway on this side. They can come from the parking lot to the walkway to Ventura Boulevard.
So if you want your framing done,
yes,
you may already have some Beatles posters, but you want them nicely framed.
Exactly.
This is the place you should go.
Yes.
And what's your turnaround time usually?
A week.
That's it?
Yep.
That's fantastic.
And we do take rush orders. If somebody has a rush job, we can get it done because I'll take it up there myself.
Aww.
And come back the next day and pick it up and bring it for them. We had one of those this morning. So on my way in, I stopped at the factory to pick it up for somebody because they needed it today.
How fantastic is
yeah.
that? One reason I do this podcast is I'm trying to shed light on all of LA. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Valley is vastly overlooked.
Yes.
Except for Ventura Boulevard.
Yes.
I feel like if people want to slum it in the Valley,
yeah.
this is where they come. Slum, yeah. quote unquote.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a pretty nice street.
Yes.
But they don't really venture out. They don't go to Valley Village. They don't go to Tarzana. They don't do all those things.
Well, there isn't much to offer there in those places. There's more to offer here.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happened recently, we've had a lot of mattress stores open up and a lot of other stores that are not retail that help drive people to the boulevard. So I'm hoping that'll change. I've seen it change before many times.
Because foot traffic helps your business.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
What would you say is your top three images all time?
You know,
do you have a clear favorite that has outsold everybody else?
You know, there's one of, it's in the window. It's Boris Karloff on the set of The Bride of Frankenstein, and he's drinking a cup of tea and smoking a cigarette. And that's probably our all-time bestseller.
Boris Karloff.
Yeah, because it never stops selling. Day in and day out, it always sells.
Who would have guessed this?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have thought it'd be Marilyn or one of these Hollywood
no,
lion signs.
It's the Frankenstein, Boris Karloff, in makeup, in his in-between scenes. And he was British, so he was drinking tea, not coffee. So it's a teacup in one hand and a cigarette the other. I've got it in the window. And I always put it in the window because people always want, it draws, brings people in.
And the irony that you're so close to Universal.
Yes.
Because
yes.
he was one of the famous monsters there.
Yeah.
And how funny is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a glamour shot. It's a
nope.
it's a behind the scenes classic Hollywood shot.
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm.
But people just love it.
Yeah.
And then
you have this
from Planet of the Apes, lunchtime on the set.
Yeah, which is also just
it's also popular.
It's a very striking photo because he's got
yeah.
his ape head on.
Yeah.
But
and he's lifting it up to eat his lunch.
And he's taken off the rest of his costume, so he's just wearing
just
a little white
on.
T-shirt. And it's fascinating because that is what Hollywood is.
It's in a lot of kitchens. It's in a lot of kitchens. People love that.
So when people are building new... So on the Sunset Strip, they're building all these new hotels. Do they come to you and say, what do you got? Do they ask you to come to them and take a tour of...
A little bit of both. Mm-hmm. A little bit of both. You know, I wish more would call me. Sometimes they work with the designer or the architect and they use their people. You know, there's always a team. I have several designers that I've been on their team for art and framing for all these years.
Is it good to be part of a team, or
yeah.
is it annoying because you've got to sell the whole team?
No, because it's constant.
Mm-hmm.
It's constant. These designers are working all the time.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'd love to be part of it. I am part of some teams, but I can be more teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about raising children in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Because people don't think you can. People, when they think of L.A., they're like, okay, that's where I'm going to meet my husband. Then we're going to move to middle America or somewhere else.
Well, that's a shame because it's a nice life to bring up children here.
You've raised two children here.
Yes, a son and a daughter. My son is in the motion picture business.
What does he do?
He was a chef driver for 22 years on location.
Oh, wow.
And now, since COVID, he's just doing transportation. He's just doing driving. He drives the set trucks and cast and people like that. And he's really enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And he's part of the Teamster Union.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
One of the strongest unions there is.
That's right. Motion picture, Teamster.
Wow.
So he doesn't have to worry about his future there.
Yeah.
And, so he lives here in,
he stayed in, obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's still here.
And then, we interviewed the husband
of my daughter.
Of your daughter.
Yeah.
Who's
and they live in Westchester because he's a professor at Loyola Marymount.
Mm-hmm.
And she was working for someone in Santa Monica for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But then she went back to school and got her master's degree in nonprofit management. So she's doing nonprofit work now for
fantastic.
Charities.
Were you sad when she moved out of the valley?
Yeah. But she's not. She likes it out there.
Do you like Westchester?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's just that, you know, it's congested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where the valley is not quite as congested.
But now you got somebody to pick you up at the airport.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
So, okay. So what would you say to people who are on the fence about raising children in LA?
Well, you know, it depends on where you are in L.A., too. You know, I wouldn't raise kids in certain parts of L.A. Mm-hmm. either.
But here in the Valley.
But in the Valley, it's lovely.
Yeah.
You know, it's like living in a small village if people really get to know their neighbors, which mm-hmm. they do here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once they get to know their neighbors, you know, it's very, I mean, our kids from preschool. You know, they went to preschool with John Wayne's grandchildren.
Oh.
Yeah, because they all lived here. And, but there's the benefit of good public school as well as private schools here.
Speaking of public schools.
Yeah.
You went to Hollywood High.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even think was a real place. I heard of it and I was like, well, they were just being lazy in the script. Why would there be a Hollywood High? Why wouldn't there be a Hollywood High?
Yeah, it was right on Sunset.
What was it like going to Hollywood High?
Like any other high school. It wasn't any different.
Really?
Yeah. All the kids that went there were not actors.
Were any of them?
No.
Were
well, I
them,
mean, that's not true.
Were any of them kids of actors?
No.
None that you remember?
No. Not that I remember. There might have been. The kids, the actors' kids went to private school.
I see.
They went to Westlake, Harvard, you know, Berkeley, Buckley, all these private schools. They could afford to go to the private
schools. I have heard of some celebrity kids who went to Fairfax.
Well, Fairfax, I had a lot of friends at Fairfax. Fairfax was more on the west side. Hollywood was a little bit more business-like, more businesses.
Mm-hmm. Blue collar.
So, yeah, a little bit more blue collar, mm-hmm. except my dad was white collar. But there just wasn't as many private schools mm-hmm. in Hollywood, you know. So Hollywood High encompassed a lot of people.
When I first moved here in 84, this will be my 40th year in LA.
Yeah.
I was shocked at the Hollywood Boulevard culture of cruising
yeah.
in the mid-80s. Was that going on when you...
No, it was on Sunset Boulevard in the 70s.
And then it moved to Hollywood?
Yes, then it moved to Hollywood.
So when you were in high school, it
was
it
Sunset
went right
Boulevard.
Past your high school?
We would just... A couple of our friends, 12 o'clock midnight, we'd walk the Sunset Strip.
Midnight.
Midnight. Nobody bothered you.
You were 15 years old?
Yeah. Yeah. And they just whistled.
And?
We liked it. But nobody hurt. There was no violence.
Right.
There was no violence then.
You guys were just communicating.
Yeah.
Hey, pretty girls.
Yep.
Hey, yep. Boys in cars.
Yeah, or we'd go to La Brea and Sunset to Tiny Nailer's Car Hop Drive-In. And you'd go there, and they'd buy you a hamburger and things like that.
You say La Brea and Sunset?
Sunset, yeah. It was a drive-in restaurant called Tiny Nailers, and there were several of them all over the place.
Was Flippers the skating rink around there?
That's on La Cienega.
La Cienega.
Sunset.
I'm confusing the
two.
Was
the skating, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So the cruising culture was part of the 70s.
Yeah.
And it was wholesome.
Yeah.
Relatively wholesome.
Yeah.
And then it moved to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which I also felt was wholesome.
Van Nuys Boulevard used to be a big cruising culture. Van Nuys Boulevard was huge with guys cruising with their cars.
Did teenage girls of when you were in high school like the boys in cars? Did
Yeah, but we didn't get in their cars.
You were smart enough.
Yeah. Yeah. But a lot of them had girlfriends that were in the cars with them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But not if we were on the street, we wouldn't get in their cars.
You love music.
Yes.
What radio stations were you listening to in high school? Do you remember any DJs or radio stations? Was like Art LeBeau a thing back then? No?
No. Oh, who's that other one? Cat? Wolfman.
Wolfman Jack.
Yes.
Casey
Wolfman
Kasem.
Jack. Yes, yes, yes.
Those
yes,
people.
Yes, yes, those people.
Would high school kids dance at in Hollywood?
The Palladium.
You would go to the Palladium.
Yeah, they'd have bands there. You could go and dance.
Now that's a place that doesn't seem.
But I used to hang out with rock and roll bands.
Oh.
Oh yeah, and I went to the Argyle Recording Studio, and hung out with Red West, who was Elvis's cousin.
Oh.
And Ricky Nelson.
What?
And yep. Yep,
you were hanging out with Ricky Nelson.
Yep, and I hung out with the.
Hold a second.
Yep. We even
handsome as can be.
Oh, the best.
In real life, even hotter.
And he and his brother had a house up on Mulholland, and they'd have parties there. And one time we were there, and they had used to on beer cans. You know, you'd put candles to burn on beer cans, and the dog knocked one over, and it caused a fire.
No.
Yeah, and I remember we all had to go outside. Well, they put out the fire.
Let's talk about these parents of yours.
Yeah.
They're letting you walk around at midnight. I was just singing that song,
you know,
Walking After Midnight the other day.
You know, I was the youngest of three.
Oh, that's why.
And they couldn't be bothered with my antics. They just couldn't be bothered. As long as I got home at a decent hour or called that I was coming home, they never questioned.
Isn't that interesting about parenting and children?
Yeah.
You stress out about the first one, maybe the second one. The third one, you're like, they're going to survive.
Yep.
And so you were free reign.
Free reign. Yeah. So.
Would you tell your parents, hey, I was hanging out with Ricky Nelson today?
I wouldn't tell them anything.
They wouldn't like that?
No. I just wouldn't tell them anything.
But he's.
Because I was out with strangers. They didn't know these people.
But he's on TV.
Doesn't matter. They still didn't know these people. I remember as a little kid, and I drew a picture of Elvis Presley, and I had it on my dresser. And I said, would you let me marry Elvis Presley? My father said, no. So I knew right then and there, never ask him anything, never tell him anything. Because we went to Elvis's house on Bellagio Road.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
He had a house in L.A.?
Yep.
I didn't know this.
Yep.
Where's Bellagio Road?
Bel Air.
Okay.
He had a house there for a long time.
And so when you say you would go there, you'd go to the gates.
No, we'd go inside with his cousins who were...
Red would let you in the Elvis's house?
Yeah, yeah. I used to hang out with them at the recording studio. Yeah.
I mean, I'm impressed. Were you impressed at the time? It was just living
normal.
In L.A.
Yep.
This is what happens.
Just as like in here when all very famous people come in, it's, you know, it's just normal.
Were you born in L.A.?
Yeah.
I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
I think
now my sister and brother weren't. They were born in New York. My parents came here, and but then my, I was
my,
born
my,
here.
My theory is native Angelenos are not impressed with any of this. You have to be a good person to impress.
Yes, locals. Exactly. A good person is what we admire the most. And if they're famous and a good person, all the better.
So what was Elvis's house like?
It was very gaudy, you know? a lot of fancy furniture. He was with Priscilla at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Graceland?
No.
Because when I walked around Graceland, I was like, Priscilla doesn't get to make many choices.
No.
You felt that way?
Oh, yeah.
In the Bel Air place, too.
No, she was a kid.
Well, not only that, but have you been to the Playboy Mansion?
No, not this one, no.
Because I felt the same way there. I was like...
In Chicago?
No.
Here in L.A., the mansion, yeah.
Because...
That's very gaudy, I hear, too.
After I went to the Playboy Mansion, I was like, oh, most homes, the wife controls
right.
this nonsense.
Right. Not to very rich people.
Right.
They get whatever they want. They like it gaudy, they'll do it gaudy.
Yeah. And so that kind of taught me the woman's touch, that you need the woman's touch badly, which is why your gallery is so beautiful and clean and organized.
Yeah.
And it's not overwhelming.
Yeah.
I would probably have double the images in here if I was doing things.
Well, sometimes I have a few more than we have now.
This is plenty.
This is about right.
Because you're just showing a taste.
Yeah, we're showing sampling of what we do. You know, if they buy off the wall is not the most important thing. It's what they select that we make for them that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. But some people, like yesterday morning, somebody came and bought. I had Marvin Gaye with his Rolls Royce in London, where that Elton and Freddie Mercury is. Mm-hmm. And we took it down and he bought it as a gift. And I thought, what am I going to do when Tony comes? I'm going to have an empty space on the wall.
Oh, because you don't have a back space of other...
No.
And you thought that...
But I had that on the floor.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we hung it in that space.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Because I just wrote about Freddie Mercury the other day.
Yeah. So I just... Yeah, we love Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Love him.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of good pictures of him besides that.
So did you ever get to meet Elvis?
I didn't meet him, but I saw him in the house.
Oh.
But we weren't introduced.
Oh. You know your stuff. Okay, so who are some of your favorite celebrities then?
Living or dead?
Whatever.
Well, I love Cary Grant.
Really?
I love his movies.
Uh-huh. What are your favorite movies of his?
An Affair to Remember,
mm-hmm.
To Catch a Thief.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I just like him. But actors today, well, I love Paul Newman. He's not an actor today. I love Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Who's a today actor I like? That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
She made a face.
Name a few.
She's embarrassed. I'm thinking of Oscar winners like Brad Pitt.
Sure. Love Brad. I like Brad Pitt.
Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
Love Robert Downey Jr., yeah. Like his movies.
But you like the foreign movies, though.
But they've all sort of, morphed into these Marvel movies, actors, except Brad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bigger they get, the worse their movies get. I like them when they first start out.
I feel like they've probably peaked with these Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Because they're not making gazillion dollars anymore.
Good. And we get back to real acting.
Did you like any of them?
Well, I saw Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr. I liked it. Yeah.
That was a good
one. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I
love British actors.
Oh.
Yeah. Gillian Murphy, yes. and there's a whole bunch of others that I watch all the time on my streaming that are British. I like them.
Did you like Oppenheimer?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good movie. Yeah. He's good.
Do you sell Marvel stuff here? No.
Actually, see right there on the floor? I have a few Marvel posters.
Oh.
So like a mini. Which one is that?
I can't really read it. Let me see.
I forgot. I had a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
Which
That's
one?
That's actually a cool image. Captain America.
Captain America, yeah. I have a few mini posters like that that at Christmas time I put out for little, you know, things for kids and stuff.
Because you know there's an appetite for this?
Yeah.
You just got to. Yeah. It's a business.
It's a business.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was at the Academy, I liked to put up. This is interesting. Hold on a second. This is a framed Death Proof poster.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like it would have been something that would have been in the window of a movie theater.
Right. That's what these are. They're one sheets.
That's what it's called, a one sheet.
Yeah.
This price tag says it's only $200.
Yeah, because it's a reproduction. But they're really good reproductions. And
this is
a
great reproduction.
Yeah. So it's like this. It's like this, you know.
But framed?
Yeah.
$200?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a great deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, because when I look at, I mean, maybe it's just how classy this place looks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that means expensive.
Yeah, but it's not. People are always surprised.
It is affordable.
Yeah, it is affordable.
Like that is a beautiful poster.
Yeah.
Are you excited that Tarantino bought the Vista?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy going to the Vista?
I haven't been there.
Ever?
But I will. No, I have, but not recently.
He has cleaned it up a little bit.
Yeah, good.
And he changed the concession stand.
Good.
To make it seem more retro. And so he's even working hard to get candy that you can't find everywhere else.
And he also has the Beverly Cinema.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I hope he buys more. You know, with his money, he could buy the Cinerama Dome.
I don't think it's for sale, though.
Oh, they took it off the market. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
you're right.
I think
they're going to sit on it.
Yeah.
For the real estate.
Which is so selfish to me.
Yeah.
Like, you can still show movies in there. Like, are we bothering you by giving you money to eat the popcorn and watch the movies?
Yeah. But I think once the election's over, things may turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's pretty slow.
Yeah.
You just don't see the people.
Which is interesting because the numbers show that the economy is good, that people are
That's
working
all a lie.
Again. Oh, you don't believe that?
No.
You don't believe the economy is good?
No. It's terrible.
Because your business has been affected?
Everybody's business has been affected.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. I hear it from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the groceries are so expensive.
They are.
You know, everything is so expensive. How could the economy be good?
Mm-hmm.
When you're having to, you can't take luxury trips. The travel business is hurting.
Well, they also say that the large companies, including oil companies, mm-hmm. are having record profits.
Well.
So what they're doing is, according to some, is they're gouging us.
Yeah.
And it's a fake inflation. It's really
it's $6 for gas.
$6 for gas. I've never seen bananas at 87 cents a pound.
No. Yeah.
It's still a banana.
Yeah. So how could the economy be good if that's happening?
Because how they're judging the economy is, are people working and how much are they making when they work? But unfortunately, these companies see that and they, unlike you, they raise their prices up so high that it doesn't feel like you're making any money anymore.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, especially when gas is so high. I'm about to buy an electric car.
Yeah.
Mostly because I'm tired of spending $75 to fill up my
Yeah, but you know, if everybody has an electric car, we're going to have an electricity crisis. We're already having it here on Ventura Boulevard. We've had major power outs.
Have you?
Yes.
Rolling blackouts kind of
Not
thing?
Rolling blackouts. Like
straight up blackouts.
Straight up blackouts where we're, for 5 hours, we have no power. Who's, and this has been happening a couple times a month.
Is this LADWP over
yes,
here?
Yes, it's LADWP.
Which is supposed to be better than Edison.
We've never had Edison. It's always been LADWP. But this has just started since we've gotten so many electric cars.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I'm part of the problem.
Where do you think they're getting their power from our grid? And our grid is not sufficient.
It isn't. Let's wrap up with this.
Okay.
You've been in Elvis's house.
Yes.
You made out with Ricky Nelson.
Yes.
What? Yes? Do you want me to edit that out?
No.
Because that was cute.
It's cute.
Who is your favorite celebrity meeting? Either they came into this shop, or you saw them at a restaurant, you were at a party, they honked at you when you were cruising when you were 16. Have you had
There's been so many.
Has there really?
Oh, yeah.
See, this is why I don't interview celebrities.
Yeah.
Because they get the mic enough. But this is why I love Angelina.
Yeah, there's so many.
There's been so many.
I'll tell you who probably I was impressed with.
Okay.
You know who John Cleese is?
Yes. Monty Python.
Yeah. He came in. First of all, he's like 6'8". He's extremely tall.
Yeah.
He was such a lovely gentleman. And he bought, from that wall there, he bought a couple of pictures for his daughter. He was living in Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. I think he still lives there. And he was just so charming, so nice.
Were you a Monty Python fan
also,
before?
Also, we used to come in here all the time was, yeah, big Monty Python fan, was Adam West, Batman.
The real Batman.
The real Batman, with his coffee. He
really?
Just loved to come in and chat. And John Voight was that way, too. Come in and chat.
Adam West's voice.
Great. Great.
In real life.
Yes.
That real.
Yes.
Deep.
You didn't have to even see him. You just heard it and you looked up. Yeah. So these are people that, come in around the neighborhood, out for their walk, out for their coffee.
Yeah.
And just lovely. And there's a lot of them like that.
This makes me so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you invited me here today.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy you're here.
And that Melissa recommended you.
Yes.
These are always my best interviews, is when somebody else recommends their mom or their friend or mm-hmm. somebody.
Appreciate
Can
it.
Can I put out your phone number?
Please.
Okay. It's 818-755-0755. Ask for Lynn. She does art and custom framing and has tens of thousands of images that you might not have seen. If you want to go to her website, it's HollywoodHistoricPhotos.com. And I highly recommend that you keep clicking the pictures because they get bigger as you click them. And it's such a wealth of historic information and beauty and hopefully inspiration. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. You're just like Melissa said.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was saying what a great guy you were.
Aww. How great was Lynn? You know who we'd cruise with on Hollywood Boulevard? Our Patreons. When you stoke us, you're saying, Tony, there was a bank error in my favor, so why don't you have it? Shout out to our Patreons, Nancy Rommelman, Sean Atlow, Matt Mills, Sean Wallace, Greg and Molly, Jamie Taylor, Mark Johnson, Kira Ann, Barney Grinke, Ben Welsh, Jen Adams, Trevor Wilson, Bree Wild, Dougie Gyro, Christina Up North, Robin Carey, Adam Shorn, Ben from Down Under, Chris from the ATX, Greg Orr, and Phil. To be a Patreon, just go to patreon.com/hereinLA and give till it hurts. Want to support us, but you don't believe in money? You can still help. Post your favorite episode on your Facebook. Start with this one. Want to support us and you do have money and you do need a ride to the airport? Well, Here in LA has just bought a new car and we're giving out rides. We might even do a tour if you want to see LA through the eyes of you-know-who, yours truly. Just email busblog@gmail.com for details. You know what you else can do? You can tweet this link on your Twitter or your Threads. Put it on your Live Journal if you care. But tell your friends. Put it on your Facebook even. Tell them how Here in LA is spelled, and it's on Apple Podcasts and Google and even on the YouTubes.
Here in LA is produced by myself, Tony Pierce. Music supervision by Jordan Katz. Songs by Orgone and Jordan Katz. Special thanks to Cindy for creating the logo, Jen for inspiring this, and cool kids everywhere who slide into our DMs and say, "Psst, interview my mom. She's got stories."
Thank you, Patriots.